puts Big Fatty to shame. I mean, puts him to shame.
That's a lot of shame.
That's a lot of shame.
Now you know.
Have you met Big Fatty?
I know.
If we go to New Orleans.
If we go to New Orleans, you will meet Big Fatty.
Yeah, and then we're going to wear like t-shirts.
Adam met Big Fatty.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fart
two
off.
Two fucking freaks together.
Oh, my God.
Where are you going to do the fart off? On
in
the stage?
No.
Because there are three other occupants to that room. Do you realize that if we do go to New Orleans, we share a bed? But Ricky says we need to put a pillow between us because Ginger's gone.
Start a fire.
Yeah, we've burned on that Holiday Inn.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Puts Big Fatty to shame. I mean, puts him to shame.
That's a lot of shame.
That's a lot of shame.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2716 of the BFO for Monday, the 25th of June 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and it's retirement week. Big Fatty is in episode 3000. Not that retirement. Weas Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is off to being a beautiful day. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful... Yes, Big Fatty, it's your last Monday at the coal mine. Oh, and I know they're going to be dancing a jig. Yes, Big Fatty, especially Vega. But y'all, you're halfwayers today because y'all... Can you believe it has been 6 months since Crema? And y'all, that means that there's only 6 months until Crema. So y'all, we're halfway to Crema today. Big Fatty, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Where has the time gone? Talk to you since Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all, it was Pride 48 weekend, so Big Fatty spent most of the weekend listening to the little shows. But y'all, Thursday night, y'all, I was sitting here, this past week has been terribly hot and very high humidity here in Charleston. And y'all, so I did not go on a nipple walk Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of last week. Y'all, I just don't want to put myself in a situation. And by the way, that Drusilla blow me up there in the Columbia was said he was watering the elderly and checking on the plants and check to make sure that I was not going to get out in this heat. And Drusilla, thank you so much for that.
Big Fatty, I see you still got those gummy bears. You need to take those into the coal mine today so everybody can blow it out this week. I guess I do. But anyway, y'all just didn't go for a nipple walk at all. And y'all, I you know, as I do, I crawled in the bed entirely too early on a Thursday night, and y'all, sure enough, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, be ready, y'all. Sure and okay. Okay, y'all. Sure, okay, y'all. It was okay, y'all. It was my 30-year-old that wanted to stop by for a little late night humpity bumpity. Big Fatty wasn't that late. Well, he came over about 10:45 p.m. in the evening. Y'all left around midnight, and y'all, needless to say, it was just lovely. And y'all, yes, Big Fatty, there was a wet cleanup on aisle floor. Well, there was. And needless to say, once he left and I had the special chair returned to its carrying case, Big Fatty slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why you needed to wash those sheets again. Y'all been on for right in the coal mine. Y'all, it was kind of a quiet day in the coal mine. I only worked half a day. Y'all, it's, you know, this is my last week of employment at the coal mine. And y'all, I had half a day of annual leave that I needed to take before for right of this week because, you know, you either use it or lose it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, if I've learned one thing working at the coal mine, you never lose it. Big Fatty, never lose it. Anyway, so y'all, I will say this. I completed my last big project of my employment at the coal mine on for right. Actually, it was kind of through on Thursday, I didn't, you know, tie up the loose ends until for right. Y'all, Larry Cly wasn't there. It was me and I guess it was a pretty full staff on Friday. But anyway, y'all, I left about. I don't know, about 12:30, 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, I was going to go get old Ruby Red washed, but y'all, I went by the can wash, and y'all, it was a line, so I decided not to get the old can wash, and y'all, so I just came on back here to the villa, and y'all, I laid down and took a little different nap, and y'all, I did. I did find out. You know, I had a mystery package delivered last week. Y'all, I found out is that Stacy in Durham, Big Fatty, he moved to Hillsboro. Well, he's still Stacy in Durham to me. And y'all, I've also gotten it looks like a retirement card from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive. And y'all, then there's. It's another cat. I can't tell where it's from, but y'all, it kind of reminds me of that cat that I got from the Robs, the picture card. But I don't know if that's what it is or not. So y'all, and I'm gonna open all these retirement cards and giftettes and all starting next week. Yes, Big Fatty, content. Gotta think about content. It's true. And y'all then on for right Evening, y'all. It was the start of the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, the suits, we had to get together about 8:15 p.m. in the evening, and we just make sure all of our I's were dotted and T's were crossed. And y'all, then the suits, we kicked off the weekend at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And y'all, I bowed out about 9:15, because y'all, I had to refresh my cocktail. Big Fatty, no, you didn't either. You shouldn't have refreshed it. You were overserved. I was overserved by the time. Whew. But y'all, the y'all and Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty goes first every year at Pride 48, y'all, to set the bar very low so everybody else sounds better. Y'all, sure enough, I did it. I did it again, and y'all, they couldn't hear my bumpers or anything. So y'all, when the little show started, it just sounded like silence again, and I know everybody, oh, he's fucked it up again. Big Fatty, everybody thought that because it's happened before. But y'all, I don't know. Y'all, I do know what happened. Y'all, I forgot to push a button so that you could hear what was playing on the banjo band, but that had all the bumpers and everything on it. So anyway, y'all, when you hear the rebroadcast of those little shows, and by the way, that's going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. I was going to hold off till July, but I've decided let's just go ahead and get her done. So you'll hear Pride 48 3 days this week, and then I'll be back on for right with a live little show to kind of let you know how retirement week has gone. Yes, Big Fatty. The little show went fine and all, y'all. Then after Big Fatty was old Crooked Hat and the old gal, y'all, it was good to hear the old gal again. She sounds like she's mobile, and the breathing tube is not affecting her voice at all. But she is still spending most of her time in the iron lung. But and y'all, by the time the cocktails and kerfuffles started at 11 p.m. in the evening, y'all, Big Fatty had passed out. Passed out, I tell you. So I'm looking forward to hearing all of those late night, and I probably have to listen to the old gal and old Crooked Hat again too, because y'all, I'm not sure I took it in. But y'all, then on Saturday, got up and had my coffee and my brufkas and read the newspaper and watched a little bit on the TV machine. Y'all, I watered my plants too. Y'all, it's been so hot, I've tried to keep my ferns well watered. Yes, Big Fatty, old fern needs a good watering. It's true. y'all, then it was the start of the new day on the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, I had gotten a testimonium from Durwood saying, hey, came to me and Granny and said, everybody, are you interested in going on a booze cruise? And I said, I'm going to have to pass and because, y'all, it was Pride 48 weekend. And, you know, as a suit, you have obligations. But anyway, Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and John, we'll call him John. Yes, be fair, because that's his name. They went on the booze cruise. But, y'all, I was listening to the Pride 48 little shows. And, y'all, during that David, that blue jeans guy, the denims, during that show, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, Yes, and y'all, this was my Squeaky Gentleman Cola's getting all work. Yes, Big Fatty, not twice in one weekend is not normal for him, not nowadays anyway. But anyway, y'all, this was my most regular gentleman caller these days. It's the one that really enjoys the special chai. And although both of the gentleman callers this weekend enjoy the special chai. But anyway, y'all, he came over. It was just, it didn't have a whole lot of time. But y'all, it was wham, bam, y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Yes, Big Fatty, I didn't know the doctor was involved. Well, he evidently he was. By the way, y'all, Dr. Stone, preparing for Pride 48 Friday night, y'all, he had a martini glass, and y'all, it looked like some sort of a butt plug, a silver butt plug, and then he had some sort of a discharge towel sitting beside it. Said he was all ready for Pride for Big Fatty. He's as vulgar as you are. Let's see. Then after that, y'all, I listened to little shows during the afternoon. Evening before the little show, and on Saturday, y'all, I did go for a nipple walk, and y'all, it was hot and humid, but y'all, there was a breeze blowing, and I was able to get in a little bit of exercise, a little nipple-size. Y'all, speaking of the nip, you know, he's out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. And y'all, he's moving down to Laguna Beach, and y'all, he has purchased a new ruby red. Yes, Big Fatty, except it's white. But he's got the Ford Edge. He's ordered that. And y'all, he's going to be moving this week on a Friday. Oh, y'all, the other thing I did this weekend, I watched a couple of episodes of the second season of that Queer Eye. And y'all, it's a tearjerker is all I got to say. Y'all, then Saturday night, I did not join the crew on the booze cruise. That Adam Burns and I had to fill a slot. In the schedule Saturday afternoon. So y'all, we did that. Y'all, come to find out, Adam had forgotten to put the donate button up on the on the www for Pride 48. But y'all, we had about a 15-minute telethon there at the end of that hour that we were filling. Y'all, I think we raised over $350 just in that little 15 minutes. And y'all, I know Pod is my co-pilot. They were going to try to outdo it. And y'all, I don't know what the outcome of that was, but I'll give you an update a little bit later this week after we have the closing show and all. But y'all going to be talking to my mother sometime Sunday afternoon. And y'all, I made a poke roast in the cracker pot. And y'all, all in all, it was kind of a slothy weekend, but a lovely weekend nonetheless. And y'all, I forgot to, today is a celebration of exiting the birth canal for that Mark Sacco, who used to be on the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. So if you see him on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, now remember, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Big Fatty will be putting out three little shows, three 20-minute shows of what happened on Friday night during the Pride 48 weekend. And y'all, don't forget, Big Brother debuts on Wednesday night. And Adam, what do you think about Big Brother?
Puts Big Fatty to shame. I mean, puts him to shame.
That's a lot of shame.
That's a lot of shame.
Oh, Big Fatty, there'll be lots of shame on the Big Brother, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.